Walking, the most ordinary human activity, is actually our most extraordinary evolutionary achievement. While we celebrate our big brains and language abilities, it's our upright, bipedal gait that truly defines us as human. This seemingly simple movement required dramatic anatomical changes across millions of years, from our skull's base to our specialized feet with their forward-facing toes and elastic arches. The evolutionary payoff was enormous. Walking upright freed our hands, allowed us to carry food and children, and enabled us to travel twice as far as a chimpanzee for the same energy expenditure. Yet today, we're abandoning this fundamental adaptation. Modern humans move remarkably little. Smartphone tracking reveals we average only a few thousand steps daily, creating serious health consequences. Compare this to the Tsimane hunter-gatherers of Bolivia, who walk everywhere and enjoy extraordinary cardiovascular health. Their coronary artery calcium scores are a fifth of Western populations, with an 80-year-old Tsimane having the vascular age of an American in their mid-50s. Our bodies still function best when we honor this fundamental adaptation. Our evolutionary legacy demands movement. When we walk, our brains come alive in ways impossible when sitting, a neurological fact, not poetry. Walking alters brain activity, improving hearing, sight, and reaction times. We become cognitively mobile as brain rhythms shift, alertness increases, and cognitive control improves. Walking triggers crucial molecular changes supporting brain function. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, supports structural changes in brain cells, while vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGE, encourages blood vessel growth that supplies oxygen and nutrients. Active muscles produce molecules that circulate to the brain, stimulating blood vessel growth and supporting new brain cell production, creating a feedback loop between muscle activity and brain health. Unlike medications with side effects, walking is pure medicine that clears the mind, enhances creativity, and connects us with our environment. Our minds evolve to work optimally while in motion, a biological reality we ignore at our peril. Walking seems effortless, but represents a remarkable neurological achievement requiring extensive practice. Unlike animals that walk shortly after birth, humans learn through experience. The average toddler takes 2,368 steps, travels 701 meters, and falls 17 times hourly, an extended learning period spanning 300 to 400 days with hundreds of thousands of steps and thousands of falls, developing our unconscious walking ability. Walking upright demands exceptional balance, maintaining perpendicularity while adjusting to changing surfaces. The brain conceptualizes the body as hanging from the head rather than built from the feet, with the head serving as an inertial guidance platform. This balancing act relies on the vestibular system in the inner ear, using semicircular canals and otoliths to detect movement in three dimensions. Our brains construct cognitive maps, functioning like a silent operating system, noticeable only when failing and optimal at walking speed. The hippocampal formation integrates sensory and motor feedback to create an environmental map that works regardless of available senses, though humans veer off course without visual cues. Place cells form our cognitive map, while specialized cells track boundaries, distances, speed, and position across brain regions. This evolutionarily conserved GPS network enables coherent walking across species. Walking is the optimal way to truly know a city. Its energy, smells, sights, and sounds remain hidden when driving. With over half the world's population now living in urban areas, projected to reach 80-90% by 2050, city walkability has become crucial for public health. Studies show higher walkability correlates with lower activity inequality and reduced obesity rates. The best city walks must be useful, safe, comfortable, and interesting. Cities must adapt for aging populations with slower walking speeds, as most older adults walk below the standard 1.2 meters per second assumed for road crossings. In bustling cities, we predict others' movements using cues from their feet, body, shoulders, head position, and especially eye gaze. The Italian passeggiata tradition exemplifies the best of urban walking. For this to flourish, cities must be designed with ease. Easy to walk, accessible to all, safe for everyone, and enjoyable. We consistently underestimate how walking in nature improves our mood. A Canadian study found outdoor riverside walks improved mood scores by about one-third compared to indoor tunnel walks. The Japanese practice of forest bathing, Shinrin-yoku, confirms our innate connection to nature, with science validating its health benefits. Attention restoration theory suggests restorative environments provide three elements: removal from routine, fascinating sensory stimuli, and expansiveness. UK research ranked coastal environments as most restorative, followed by countryside and urban green spaces. Well-designed urban parks with wilderness areas can effectively substitute for countryside experiences. Nature's positive effects on mood span all ages, genders, and cultures. The impact of nature exposure on happiness rivals major factors like income, education, and marital status. Yet unlike these, nature walks are accessible to almost everyone. A study following 33,908 adults for 11 years found that even walking just once weekly significantly reduced depression risk. Researchers concluded that approximately 12% of future depression cases could be prevented if everyone engaged in at least 1 hour of weekly physical activity. Walking serves a profound social function. We walk together for ideals, gathering food, social display, political change, better lives, or enjoyment. Walking conversations offer unique dynamics that sitting doesn't. As Mark Twain noted, while scenery and exercise matter, the supreme pleasure comes from the talk. Research shows elderly people who walk about 150 minutes weekly are more socially active with better overall well-being. Learning to walk transforms children's social interactions. Unlike crawling, walking enables direct eye contact and frees hands, expanding opportunities for social engagement. Studies show walking children play more with toys and vocalize more than crawlers. Social walking requires complex coordination to synchronize with others while maintaining shared purpose. For larger groups, sound, through singing, chanting, or rhythmic beats, helps coordinate movement. Walking together for migration, exploration, or protest is fundamental to human society, a collective expression absent even in our closest animal relatives. We experience psychological effervescence when part of crowds assembled for common purpose. Mass walking demonstrations can transform societies, as seen with Gandhi's marches revealing colonial vulnerability and American civil rights marches producing lasting change. In a world designed for cars and screens, we must intentionally reclaim our walking heritage. Our bodies aren't merely vehicles for our brains, they're the reason our brains exist. Walking improves every aspect of human functioning: physical health, cognition, emotional well-being, and social connection. Simple changes like parking farther away or exiting public transport earlier can increase daily steps. Walking enhances problem-solving and creativity by facilitating efficient switching between mental states, creating active idleness that enables mind-wandering while maintaining directed physical action. Our communities must provide opportunities for activity alongside places to rest. In a world selling productivity in pills and mindfulness in apps, we've forgotten the most powerful antidepressant: movement. Move with purpose, move with rhythm, move together. To reclaim your body is to reclaim your mind.